This is uncut footage of the new Tesla full self-driving beta. To test it, I drove a Model 3, that I named Winter, back and forth across the urban center of Raleigh, North Carolina. Unless otherwise specified, I'm not doing anything. No stopping, no turning, no signaling, no lane changes, no speed adjustment. The Tesla self-driving beta is in control of all driving functions.
I wanted to try to test the beta in an urban environment, so I'm on the outskirts of downtown Raleigh, and I've tried to pick a zigzaggy route that's going to take us across the city to the Raleigh Union Station. So let's see how that goes. All right, beta engaged. Alright, that was a pretty good lane change to make the right turn. For the upcoming left turn. Turn for the station. Okay, that was a little dicier, but fine. And I picked the station because it has a really weird entrance. So we'll see if this works. Okay, interesting. Yeah, so didn't see the main entrance to the station, but it is doing its best to reroute. All right, and we got here by the back entrance. Not bad. All right, disengage. Not bad at all. Okay, route 2, there's a library at the university on the other side of the city. So let's try to do that. Okay, yeah, Tesla seems to need to be moving a bit sometimes to engage the autopilot, so there we go. I'm not sure if that was an auto disengagement or if I pushed the steering wheel a bit too hard, so I've just re-engaged. Whoa, whoa, okay. That was not great. Re-engage. I think I would have stopped again a little closer to that stop sign. Yes, thank you, Car, for giving more space to that father and his baby. Making the left. This is a big three-lane one-way street, in case it looks like the Tesla turned into the wrong lane. But she didn't. I do love the new gigantic overview for lane changes and intersections. Okay. And here, autopilot disengages automatically. We made it to the library. That was a little less smooth than the first one, but it worked. And for test three, to create the most higgledy-piggledy route I can across the city, there's a little development of homes on the south side. So let's give that a try. Turn coming up. Definitely too far over. I'm going to disengage here. So we're driving in the parking spots, not in the actual lane. Alright, so through the intersection, I'm going to re-engage. I'm going to stop there because I'm not comfortable making that yellow light. Can I re-engage at the intersection like this? Okay, I cannot. Again, I think the car needs to be moving to engage autopilot. Oh, right, so I'm going to be making the left-hand turn. I should probably put my signal on. Okay, there we go. Left-hand turn. Let's re-engage for the last little bit, or for the last turn. There we go. We're into this little community of homes. All right. City driving test 3 done. And autopilot automatically disengaged. Might as well do one more, which is heading back to the Raleigh, North Carolina supercharger. So let's do one more test and head back to get the car charged up. So, autopilot engaged. Little uncertain there about getting in the left-hand lane. Again, a lot more back and forth of the steering wheel than I'd like through an intersection like that. Thank you. So that was the warning for the Tesla that I need to have my hands on the wheel, which I do, but that was not an autopilot disengagement. So the car's been in control for that little passing of the truck, which I think she suddenly decided was too close. I do think it would be nice to have some better communication about what the different alerts are. I think it can be a little bit unclear for drivers who haven't used the system, and they can all seem terrifying when you don't know what they're about. And it also can be a little bit unclear if autopilot is going to disengage or if it isn't. But that was the please make sure you have your hands on the wheel alert. But it was not the autopilot has automatically disengaged alert. And that was the please apply some turning force to the wheel alert, so that the system knows that I'm here. Or I guess it's checking that I'm being attentive, not just that I'm here. turn coming up. Supposed to make the full sharp turn? Okay, yeah, we are. Sharp turn made. Okay, so a little hesitant on that turn. I'm not sure why. All right, so there's a real hill that has some visibility difficulty on the left, but it's clear. Slow down for the school zone that we're passing through. Although I think it doesn't start for 15 more minutes. Alright, speeding back up now that we're out of the school zone. Turn for the Tesla chargers. Alright, I'm disengaging now. Thank you very much, dude. Because speed bumps and guys with flags are not part of the system yet. So this sort of situation, the self-driving beta could not handle. But there you go otherwise. So that is what using the full self-driving beta is currently like. I'll pull up just ahead to get to the actual superchargers. But yeah, boy, is it interesting. It is both very impressive and still obviously a beta. So if you enroll your car into the self-driving testing system, I think you need to consider yourself a part of the Tesla testing team and keep your hands on the wheel at all times. But, oof, it's the shape of things to come.